Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 87. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out.
Are we? Are we your host and are we creeped out?
Sometimes.
Nate, double already.
Double question.
I'll turn
there.
It off.
I'm just, you know.
I'm choked up over here.
I'm just here so I don't get fined, you know? You know what Marshawn Lynch said? You guys doing all right?
Yes.
Yeah, doing good.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Rocking and rolling.
Rocking and rolling.
Rock on.
Talking about doing a whispered episode. That'll be fun.
What was that?
STM.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be sweet.
Middle-aged creeped out.
Well, we'll talk to you later. We won't do that to our creepers.
I don't think that would go over very well.
Or maybe
for very long.
Yeah, I'm glad the creepies are joining us for a middle-aged mini number 87. Mm. We're creeping up to the 100 on that.
Yeah.
You know what?
We're going to celebrate that one too, right?
No. But we're
not going to say big celebrate. Cake.
Cupcakes.
Mini cakes.
Mini cake. Yeah.
Are you
good idea, Nate. That's a good idea.
You were going to soak them in bourbon at one point, right? Mm-hmm. After one of those episodes.
Why not?
20 or something like that.
A little rum cake.
Just waiting for
takes
that.
Me back to the old rum cake at the Firefighters Credit Union, baby, back in the 90s. It was 90% rum and a little bit of cake. Man, we were drunk as skunks trying to do loans, pass out money.
I would hate to see your drunk skunk.
20?
Why? Why are we losing money?
Why do skunks have to be the one that get drunk? Like, why does that have to be?
Yeah, I wonder if skunks, yeah.
Do they get drunk?
Maybe.
On their own smell? Their own brand?
We can ask our friend Christina Westerbelt. She's got a skunk.
A Froggers. Yeah.
Charger. Right.
Yeah, Charger.
I wonder if he gets drunk.
Descented, though, right?
Yeah.
I'd hope.
Put that thing away.
Yeah. So, we are ready, right?
Yes, okay. Ready.
Sean, tell the creepies what we're going to talk about.
Well, it's your night because we're doing all your picks. So, this one's Todd's pick, right? It's a good night. This is on the Detroit Police Department, or PD, 6th Precinct.
Okay, now tell them what we're talking about.
Well, we're talking, if I could say it, right? It is the Detroit PD 6th Precinct.
Nailed
which is
it.
Also, you like that?
Nailed
that was better.
It. Man,
that was better that time.
Oh, just,
ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I did it.
Hello.
It's also called the McGraw Station.
Mm.
I think it's got a couple names. But
Yeah, it does.
The former 6th Precinct McGraw Station, also known as the 6th Precinct, I don't know why they keep saying it. They say the same thing over and over again. Is a historic building located at 6840 McGraw Avenue in Detroit, Michigan. The station served as a police station for the Detroit Police Department 6th Precinct. They're just saying that over and over again. Like I said, 6th Police Precinct for over 56 years, covering a portion of southwest Detroit neighborhoods from 1930 until 1986. It served another 19 years from 1986 until 2005 as gang squad headquarters for the Detroit Special Crime Section. The building was abandoned from 2005 until 2013 when a private owner purchased it from the city. It is presently being restored. Yep, so it's called, those are just the two names, I guess, McGraw Station and Gang Squad Headquarters.
Yep. And I want to give a shout out to our friend Hannah Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Spooky Bee Paranormal. Yep. She was on our show a while back. I can't remember exactly when, but she is the one that mentioned this and said we ought to do an episode on it. So I remember.
Thank her,
yeah, thank you, Hannah. Out in the state of Washington.
That's right.
Yeah, so this place has got some history. Go ahead and just put it on the list, Sean.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to get that out.
It's guaranteed, right?
Guaranteed.
Uh-huh. It says the groundbreaking was June 19th, 1930, and completed in October 1930. Renovated in 2013. It has been closed since 2005, and it cost $83,000 or $83,100. The owner was Ed Steele, or is Ed Steele.
You're talking about to build it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it says. The owner is Ed Steele, that must be the one that bought it and is restoring it.
Okay.
And it is three stories plus a basement.
Yeah, it's bigger. It looks small, but it...
Right, yeah, but it's not. No. It's made of brick, limestone, and poured concrete.
So it's got all kinds of things going on there.
That's right.
The materials. Yeah.
The architect was Van Lienien. I'm getting a lot of date or a lot of details and data here. Schlingling and Kierl Koff.
You know what? I'm glad. I'm glad.
I'm sure glad I got that out. Oh, I think it's all made up. It's all made up.
All right, cause my
he's been drinking again over here. I've got the rum going over.
What you got, Nate?
The precinct has made the news over the decades with tales of civil unrest. During the 1943 race riots, police officers were forced to leave the building, making it wide open for prisoners to be set free. And during the 1967 race riot, the precinct was besieged with sniper fire.
Ooh.
These are just two of the handful of occurrences the precinct has endured.
And I'm going to go out on a limb that that's probably not in a great neighborhood in Detroit.
Yeah, probably
especially
not.
If they have a gang unit. did you guys look at some of the pictures? Creepy.
Yeah. Very scary.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Says here, let me read my little story here. And my phone is really whacked out. Okay, here it is. According to Detroit Fox 2, it says Karen Risco joined them for a city tour. Let's see here. Detroit to talk about the newest tour at Detroit's oldest former 6th Precinct, which she says is a famous spot for paranormal people. It even appeared on the Travel Channel's program, Most Terrifying Places. She says, I brought in the experts, she said. Every Friday and Saturday night at 10 p.m., a different paranormal group comes in and leads. She said, last week, someone came in and got scratched. Other groups came in and they hear different names. In the past, they have gotten things thrown at them like stones. There are two tours available at 7:30. It is a two-hour tour called the Haunted 6th Precinct Tour. Well, that was clever. Wow. How'd they come up with that, Nate?
Probably sitting on the toilet.
Hey-oh! Yeah, that's okay.
And then, I got it! Yeah.
And then, that's hilarious. And then it says they have a four-hour tour later on. It's $100. The other one's $50. And then, of course, money goes to restore the building. It says, myself or another guy will tell a lot of the history. It says, yeah, like you said, Sean, the precinct opened in 1930. In the Depression era, all the way up into 1986, and of course it became the gang squad headquarters until 2005, says, so there are a lot of stories. The building was abandoned in 2005, so it is a bit of an urban exploration, as they call it. Yeah, so they do two types of tours. Wow, that's hard to say. Two types of tours.
Tongue twister.
Yeah.
As for the paranormal activity, here's some of the stuff that I guess contribute to that. The thought of any haunting began after media archives revealed several deaths that happened at the station and in the neighborhood. People were killed on the front steps, and there were multiple suicides by civilians and even some police officers themselves. Some killed in the firing range. This was enough encouragement to bring paranormal investigation crews to the station, who conducted their own probes and explorations from 2014 to 2018. So yeah,
in the firing range, that'd be dangerous.
Yeah,
interesting. Here is some EVP, information, whatever you want to call it. So this, it says below are the findings from DPX's investigation at the former Detroit precinct. Says we have provided a description of what we hear, but welcome you to draw your own conclusions. So what this site is, it's a Detroit Paranormal Expeditions. They have the video. So if you pull up the site, they range from, 7 seconds to whatever. And, you can play each EVP and but then they list what their question was and what they think the answer was. So I'm just going to read, I'm not going to play them. First question, can you walk through that door? Unexplained response says, yes. Question, did you kill yourself in this room? Unexplained response, Buddy did. Then it says, unexplained voice on the left. Next question. What about who touched Ashley and Brandy earlier? Are you here? If you are, say I'm here. Unexplained response. I'm here. Says this was captured using the PSB-7 spirit box. Okay.
Wow.
Next question. Did you steal something? Were you a thief? Answer in a whisper. Don't try something. Question. What happened to you down here? Response was, it wasn't me. This was captured, same spirit box. And the last one says, in the background, way off in the distance, we hear a male's voice yelling, hey. So anyway, go to this website, Detroit Paranormal Expeditions, and you can play the
That's pretty creepy.
EVP
too.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as far as the renovations, they're saying that the cells will become secure cloud computing data center. The gym is being turned into a workplace for a tech business. The shooting range will resume operation. And the remainder will be used for meetings, retail stores, offices, and coffee shop.
Oh.
So, yeah. You can go there and get a coffee and hauntings.
Get a coffee and
what a night, huh?
Creeped out.
It says, in popular culture, information concerning deaths that have occurred at the station and within the precinct neighborhood came to light through news stories found in media archives and directly from a number of first-person accounts given by former officers who have worked at the precinct over the years. Those accounts led to public interest from a number of paranormal investigation groups located in Detroit and neighboring states. These groups were permitted safe entry to the building numerous times for investigations they conducted between 2014 and 2018. In 2019, the Travel Channel produced the episode you're talking about, Todd, of their program Most Terrifying Places. In 2020, an episode of their program Haunted Case Files that included the 6th Precinct. Both episodes presented information related to paranormal activity reported by a number of visiting paranormal groups that had performed investigations at the site. The building was listed by the Michigan Film Office as a potential filming location for cinema or video productions. So it's out there. That's, you put that out there, right, for people just think on, right?
Yeah. There's this website. It's called Nailhead, but it's spelled N-A-I-L-H-E-D. They have some great photos. These are from June of 2008. So if you want to see some of the exterior and a lot of the interior, awesome, awesome website for pictures. And then it tells, gives a little bit of information, little paragraphs under each picture. This is a really good site. Yeah, you can. I mean, they got all kinds of pictures. Yeah. What you got, Nate? I can tell you're. Oh, you're looking at the same
pictures.
One?
This is on Metro Times.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. They're a little, I was reading their first couple sentences, starting their article. Detroit might be home to RoboCop, but ghost cops.
Ghost cops?
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
I'm not going to read the rest of that sentence because it has naughty words.
Oh my gosh. Naughty words, eh?
Naughty words.
Oh, okay. That's funny. I'll read off air.
If you put it in front of him, he's going to read it.
Sean, don't put it in front of Nate.
No.
So I would imagine most or a lot of the creepies have heard of Nick Groff, the paranormal investigator. He has been to the 6th Precinct in Michigan, in Detroit, Michigan. He says, throughout my journeys, I have explored and investigated paranormal activity in attempts to document new findings. We all live and die, but it's the in-between that can be powerful through our quest. I have been an adventurer from a very young age, and I have always pushed myself in order to discover something new that will make us think outside the box. We live in a world that is vast, and there is so much that is unknown, but the greatest part is experiencing all of this while we are alive. Every location offers something different, and this is the main reason I had to investigate the 6th Precinct. The history is intense and dark when you first glance at the outside of the building. I felt something else drew me to the location, and I wanted to pull back the layers to learn more. I became aware of the interesting energy early on while the owner, Ed Steele, showed me around the building. When Ed and I reached the holding cells, I could really feel the negative spiritual energy in this area. The archive room in the basement also harbored a heavy feeling. Listening to Ed tell me about the deaths, I started to understand the reason for the intense energy held inside the cold building walls. So much trauma occurred at the 6th Precinct. Learning about the history is always interesting, but walking around, experiencing it for myself is what opened my mind up to other thoughts I've theorized about. This being my first time investigating the 6th Precinct, I was vulnerable to the surroundings and on guard. Hearing the stories about something in the basement that has a lot of energy to throw rocks interested me. Upon entering the building, the energy I felt was neutral. I was actually very intrigued by the artifacts and historical documents that were on display. Ed is a fantastic tour guide. I can tell he loves this location, and I hope he can restore it and eventually open it to the community. There's a little bit more, but I'll hold off on that. So, Nick Groff, he's pretty famous in the paranormal investigating world. So I'd imagine most people have heard of him. So yeah, he's been to all the big locations.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you look at a lot, there's tons of reviews online, and very highly rated. And
is it
just outstanding reviews? Like people over and over again saying, great group of people, very knowledgeable, professional, made the tour interesting. A lot to see, a lot to learn, and just talk about the experiences people are having and the paranormal investigators that are in and out of there. They said it's like all of these look like five stars and just are raving about how wonderful it is.
You know, I usually try to look if they do have ratings or reviews, and I did not look at the 6th Precinct. I didn't even think about it for this place. I don't know why. I usually do for like the sanatoriums and the big I didn't think about looking at it. That's cool, though, that it gets good ratings.
Well, it said that there's a definite passion you can feel. There's different tours around Detroit, and there's obviously a lot of history in Detroit. But it says that this is, like, the people that do these tours, you can feel the passion they have for this place and the Detroit's history. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these places go back pretty far. I mean, the 30s to us, that's pretty far. You know, retrospect, it may not be. It's definitely enough time to have paranormal experiences and activity residing there.
And going back to like, the old time gangsters and all that type stuff, speakeasies and all the different crime. Yeah.
It seemed like there's quite a few tragedies that happened in there.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, and by the way, like Nick Groff said, Ed Steele, who owns it, sounds like he's very passionate and he takes pride in owning it and, hopefully, like you said, hopefully he restores it to what it should be. Nick said, the investigation through the night led me back to the holding cells where a lot of the noises were centered. I searched the whole entire building, and at one point it sounded like I was being surrounded by dogs barking outside and loud sounds occurring inside. The 6th Precinct is a location that has real-life tragedies since it has experienced so much human traffic over the years, keeping in mind that it opened in 1931. Skipping down, it says it has negative energy that could be coming directly from the incident involving four different police officers, unrelated incidents, taking their own lives in the basement of the precinct.
Wow.
Yeah, it says the precinct walls told stories of many who lost their lives but will never be forgotten. Life is so quick walking away. I felt it was important to take a moment and appreciate the world I am living in right now. It says this journey has twists and turns, but it's these empowering moments that have more meaningful impact than that keep us living and searching until it's our last breath to go. He says, I have no regrets. Experience and enjoy life is what I learned while being isolated inside the 6th Precinct.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's kind of deep.
It's kind of, I was looking up to see how many they have maps of the current precincts in Detroit. Do you know how many their total precincts are? It's a big city, so.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Nate, what do you think?
Well, I know looking at this one, 62 kept popping up, Precinct 62, so I'd say there's probably well over 100, maybe.
I was going to say 100, just because I don't know. I mean,
This stops, maybe there is more, but this stops at 12.
Oh, 12.
So that's what it says. It says, and that's what it shows for the map, too, like there's 12 of them.
Oh.
So this is...
maybe just inner city.
Yeah, this says the downtown services, 2nd precinct, 3rd precinct, 4th, 5th, 6th is now on a different street. It's on Warwick Street now, so the new 6th precinct.
Well, I was saying 100 minus 88.
Oh, there you go, yeah, right. Yeah.
But it's, I didn't say that. I was like 100, 12.
I don't even pretend to figure out how they do
well,
all
I mean,
these.
You have, because I've worked up there recently, and you have all these other suburbs. I mean, it's just like Indy. I mean, all around Indy, I mean, you got, you know, Beech Grove and Broad Ripple and, I mean, Detroit's the same way, you know.
Yeah, you're probably right then. That's the 12 is probably just the inner city. I bet you're right about that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wonder, we've talked about other places like the stone tape theory, where you these buildings and places have the limestone that holds energy. I bet since this, it was brick limestone and poured concrete. I wonder if limestone has something to do with it.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. And Indiana, we reside on it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, I just thought I would throw that out there just since it seems like that has a lot of tragedy and then it's kind of being held in that building, limestone. Nate, we're going to have you help us get out of this.
Please tell me we're done with this one.
Oh!
That's a wrap.
Oh.
Man, he didn't waste any time on that.
He did not get us out of this. Back it up.
Hey, we want to thank you, Creepies, though, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 87 and our discussion on the Detroit Police Department 6th Precinct. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Later.
That was Sean Lehman again.